The feminine mind is basically receptive, and the masculine mind is basically aggressive. The feminine mind is inward going, and the masculine mind is outward going. The inward going mind can grow into grace very easily. Hence, the woman has a natural grace, a natural beauty, a natural roundedness, a certain sweet aura around her. If she becomes more aware, her grace deepens. If she becomes more aware, she becomes pure grace. Many times I have been asked why there have been so many men, masters, but not so many women masters. The reason is, when the woman becomes enlightened, she becomes so passive, so receptive, that she cannot teach. Teaching means approaching the other. Teaching is, in a certain way, an outgoing effort. The woman is a womb. You never ask why a woman never becomes a father. The woman becomes the mother. She can't become the father. Her sexual energies are not outgoing, ingoing. She has an interiority, and the same is true about her spirituality. But the woman becomes the perfect disciple. No man can compete with the woman as far as disciplehood is concerned. Mahavira had 40,000 sannyasins. 30,000 were women and 10,000 were men. And exactly the same was the proportion with Buddha. And you can see here. People ask me why I am giving the whole ashram into women's hands. What can I do? They are the best disciples. They know how to say yes. They know how to trust. They know how to be committed totally. Man remains a little skeptical. Somewhere deep down, the no remains alive. Even if he trusts conditionally. The woman trusts unconditionally. Her trust is forever. The man trusts intellectually. The woman trusts with her whole body, mind, soul, with her each fiber. Her trust is love, not logic. Hence Buddha says, if a woman is not graceful, she is missing something. That is the impurity. The absence of grace in a woman is impurity. It can be forgiven in a man, but not in a woman. And in a man, generosity, sharing, giving, that is an outgoing phenomenon. If a man is not generous, if he cannot give, then he is not man really. That's why there have been so many male masters, because it is generosity, it is giving, it is sharing. The woman can receive, the man can give. The question is not who is the master and who is the disciple. The question is, in whatsoever way you are perfect, you are fulfilling your nature. Be a perfect disciple and you will enter into God. Be a perfect master and you will enter into God. Perfection is the key. It doesn't matter whether you are a disciple or a master, but be perfect. And thirdly, and the most important, which has nothing to do with man and woman, which is applicable to both, is, but the greatest impurity is ignorance. Not knowing yourself is the greatest impurity. First two impurities are peripheral on the circumference. And the third, the most important, is central, is at the very core. Hence it has no male-female division. Men and women are only on the circumference different, but at the center, consciousness is neither male nor female. Its expressions are male and female, but its purest nature is beyond duality. Not knowing oneself is the greatest impurity. How you are going to know yourself? Drop desiring and become more conscious. Free yourself from self-ignorance. Be pure. Free yourself from desiring. Be in a state of no desire, alert, conscious, and you have arrived home.